Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. There's a new exhibit at Winterthur in Wilmington. It's called Jacqueline Kennedy and H.F. DuPont, From Winterthur to the White House. And in this week's Arts Playlist, Eileen Bachman, guest curator of the exhibit, joins Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele to discuss the story it tells about the role Henry Francis DuPont played in Jackie Kennedy's efforts to restore White House interiors during the 1960s.
I'm delighted to be the guest curator for Winterthur for this exhibition, which really brings to attention a time in 1961 when Jacqueline Kennedy sought to restore the interiors of the White House. And she reached out to the foremost American antiques collector of his day, Henry Francis DuPont, who had founded the Winterthur Museum, to lead what would be the Fine Arts Committee for the White House. So here was one of the youngest first ladies in American history, pairing herself with an 80-year-old collector from Delaware. And together, they really transformed the interiors of the White House and brought to the entire country sort of a new appreciation for the history of that iconic residence.
So walk us through this exhibit. What can we expect when we come up to Winterthur?
Sure. Well, this exhibition really draws heavily from Winterthur's own archives, where there are hundreds of letters between Mrs. Kennedy and Mr. DuPont as they planned this restoration, which took place, you know, nearly immediately after the Kennedys moved in and was really guided by Mr. DuPont and a series of advisors. So there's certainly archival material. They'll see letters from Mrs. Kennedy and Mr. DuPont talking about how they would, what furnishings they would acquire and how they would change these rooms to improve them. There are loans from the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum, including the iconic suit, reproduction of the suit that Jacqueline Kennedy wore during the televised tour of 1962, some of her handwritten notes from that tour. There are loans of spectacular textiles from the Scalamandre Company, which wove custom textiles for the red, blue, and green rooms. Those are on display, as well as furnishings from museums and private collections, some of which were actually loaned to the White House in 1961 and are now being loaned to Winterthur as well. So it's really a series of telling a story, you know, going back in time to 1961 and seeing through archives, artifacts, and objects this project to create for the White House historical rooms that really evoked the history of the people who lived there and how they did that through the redecoration of the room.
I was going to say, it sounds like a great American history here. Do you expect a lot of groups, school-age groups, to come through the museum and view this?
Well, I hope so. I like to think there's something for everyone. I mean, for my mother's generation who lived through this, it's like going back in time to really somewhat of a simpler time when a first lady came into the White House with any sort of without any sort of an agenda, but she really picked up this idea of restoring the house and making it something that all Americans could be proud of. And that really culminated in that televised tour that was watched by over 80 million people. And we will have video from that tour playing. So for those people who really truly remember it, it'll be like going back in time. But I think for a younger audience, and maybe for an audience who only think of Jacqueline Kennedy as sort of a style icon, someone to look back on and think about her fashion and certainly the impact she made there, I think it might really be something new to appreciate about her because there was a great deal of substance behind that style. She really used the platform that she had to make substantial changes, creating a museum out of the White House, creating the first White House guidebook, and establishing the White House Historical Association. So she left a great legacy. And I think that for school children even, I mean, just as the television tour was really seen as an American history lesson that the First Lady was leading, I think there's something, again, to learn about the power of objects and what it meant to bring things of presidential association into the house and how Mrs. Kennedy hoped that children visiting the White House would have a meaningful visit because she herself recalled visiting the White House when she was 11 years old, just as a tourist, and it really didn't impress her. She just remembered sort of shuffling through and not feeling like there was any sort of a presence of the history of the building or the people who had lived there. So it was really something that was a goal of hers that school children and families could visit and have something meaningful, learn something about the history of their country.
What is the most poignant thing you want people to know about Jacqueline Kennedy or Henry Francis DuPont?
Well, I think they were an unusual partnership. You know, he had been collecting all his life, and by the time he was 80 years old, he had turned his home into a museum. He really wanted to give back to the public this idea of sharing his collection, and he no longer really thought of himself as just a collector, but as an educator. And so when she came into the White House, again, this young, glamorous first lady, and reached out to him, I think it was very validating for him that his whole life's work was now being lifted up onto this national stage. And she needed the gravitas that he brought to it. I mean, she could not come into the White House as a new first lady and be seen to just redecorating on the taxpayer's dime. She knew she had to find a way to get the public engaged and to have a legitimacy to her project. And he brought that. So I think it's a very poignant relationship between this young woman and this man sort of in the twilight of his career, but her national recognition really brought attention to him. I think for the first time, many people in this country heard about Winterthur and what Mr. DuPont had done with his collection there. So I think he always felt that it was validating his life's work, and I think that that's a very, it's a very special relationship that they had that ultimately brought a great deal of value to the country through this creation of a museum out of the White House.
What's the takeaway, Elaine, from this exhibit? What do you want people, once they view it, once they see it, what do you want them to think about once they leave?
Well, I'd like them to think about how Mrs. Kennedy really was so knowledgeable herself about what she was doing. She was so savvy. She was so able in what ultimately was a very short period of time, only 1,000 days, to start a project from the ground up and end up with legislation that protected the White House into its future. She laid the groundwork for what today is a permanent collection of great value and importance that every other first lady has drawn upon. So I think it's important to realize how much she accomplished in a very short period of time. And I want people to realize how much Winterthur played a role in shaping that vision of Mrs. Kennedy's, and that the legacy of what they did together really still lives on today in the White House that we all appreciate today as a world-class museum and historic site.
How long will this exhibit be up?
It's on view through January 8th of 2023, and there are many special programs throughout its run that really highlight the themes in the exhibition. So I encourage you to visit Winterthur's website and see all the special offerings that are happening.
Elaine, I want to talk to you as well. I understand you are the co-author with James Archer Abbott of Designing Camelot, the Kennedy White House Restoration. It was published by the White House Historical Association. Your interest in this story began with research that you undertook as a student at Winterthur back in the 1990s. That's fascinating.
That's right. In fact, James and I both were doing graduate research, him at FIT and me at Winterthur. I was working on the relationship between Winterthur and the White House restoration. It was really the first time that had been explored academically, and it became my Winterthur thesis. And I had the privilege of working very closely with John Sweeney, who was Winterthur's first curator and who had worked personally with Mr. DuPont and Mrs. Kennedy. So he was a source for me in the 1990s, and he was also a source for James, who was writing about the same topic, but about the French decorator, Stéphane Boudin, who was involved in the Kennedy White House. So Mr. Sweeney put us together, and we then wrote the first edition of Designing Camelot in 1998, which we were very thrilled to have the White House Historical Association reissue last year in a beautiful new full-color volume to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the founding of the White House Historical Association, which, of course, was Mrs. Kennedy's legacy.
Thanks to Eileen Bachman, guest curator of Jacqueline Kennedy and H.F. DuPont, from Winterthur to the White House, and our Kelly Steele for joining us on this week's Arts Playlist. And we finish up this week's show next with Enlighten Me. where we reflect on the career and impact of a UD coaching legend as he gets set to retire. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.